expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
There you go. It's Sunday once again. And it's January 7th. That would be the 7th, the day after the 6th, by the way, which we will talk about quite a bit today. And my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. This is Sovereign Minds. You're listening to, and I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock's here as well, and we got a full show. And how you doing this morning, Dave? How was your Christmas and everything else?
Doing fantastic. It was uneventful, which is exactly the way I like them. And aside from that, happy to be back.
I was going to say a very COVID Christmas.
it was just a lovely holiday.
I think we had the flu.
Have a very cool.
I didn't have the flu, but I was not doing well.
Everybody was
After
sick.
3 years, I finally caught some crud. Thank you very much.
We have our producer, Chris, or Christina, if you like.
I prefer Christina.
Take your pick. I like them both. And she's here in the studio doing a great job as her producer as well.
Thank you. Welcome in. Greetings, everybody.
Very good. Okay, we're brought to you here by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. She's actually expanding into Arizona these days, so that's interesting.
Yeah, she's been working at that for a few months now.
Yep, and Luke Pearson Construction, a custom homes and excavating, 530-605-9575. He is licensed and bonded.
He is.
And also Jeff Wurst.
Crackmaster, windshield repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street here in Reading. You know, he fixes cracks and chips and everything else that your windshield that can happen. I got hit again.
Yeah, you know, you could You could really read between the lines.
I'm just saying, I got it again. So anyway, he's great. He guarantees his work down there. He's the best all around in the North State that I know of. There's not too many that will repair your windshield like he does down there at Crackmasters.
Very good. Shout out to Marty Miguel, Clear Creek Microgreens. What a guy. You know, I think they've got the Saturday Farmers Market is no longer open down there, but I think there's alternatives. So if somebody wants to call in, give the number, how to get a hold of them, whatever, that'd be great. Mountaintopmedia.com. Have you got any announcements, Dave?
I do. I have two of them here. Well, the first one is actually from Eli Percival. He actually was doing some computer repair for me over the Christmas vacation. I have a big dog, and he decided to completely destroy my studio room. And so we ended up having a computer go down, and though I will say I'll never get another Acer because all the proprietary garbage they put in them, where they want you to switch out everything. I got a bunch of quotes from folks around here, and I'll tell you what, some people are smoking the good stuff for doing computer repair, but Eli Percival, his phone number is 530-691-6897. My experience with the gentleman was I dropped off my computer to him. He had it fixed in 2 hours, took it home so I could get it from him that evening, and was above and beyond, way less, like 10 times less than anybody else around. And he did not know I was going to give this shout out. So if you need
Very
computer
nice.
Work, he's the guy.
All I have to All say right. is, who let the dog out? Never mind. So we have a big show today. You know, we're back after taking a few days off. I'll tell you what, well-deserved rest.
A couple weeks, yeah.
You know, when you start thinking about, hey, I'm not sure this was the occupation I should have chose, which is really not my occupation, but it seems like I do an awful lot of work on it. but
which one is that?
yeah, exactly. How many jobs you got, Mon? I got five jobs. Yeah. How many jobs you got?
That's a lot.
That's a cross between a Jamaican and a Spanish guy. He's got jobs instead of jobs. Anyway.
I'm going to leave that alone. Totally never leave it alone. Alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Shut up.
nice try.
Anyway, I do want to get serious here about this California carry ban that was overturned by the Ninth Circuit again yesterday. So we've been going back and forth. They put an injunction on it. Then one panel decided that they were going to put a stay on it. Now, yesterday they reversed the stay, so the injunction is now going in effect so that concealed carry is now legal. You know, and it just cracks me up. I look at some of these stupid social media. And I see one guy saying, now are the Patriots going to follow the law now that the concealed carry, in sensitive locations is in effect so that, you know, they're going to follow the law? Well, their legal reasoning is so twisted, it's absolutely insanity. Let's see, is the Constitution the law, you know, where it says government shall make no laws to abridge these rights, you know, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, press, you know, assembly, redresses of grievances, you know, freedom of speech, and then right after that it says government shall make no laws to abridge your Second Amendment. So if the state comes in and tries to infringe in any way on your Second Amendment, that law's legal, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's what they told me to
because
say.
Because I'm a sheeple.
Yeah, exactly. So in other words, if they override the contract with the government to preserve our rights for freedom, with some law that takes away our rights that they're not supposed to legally be able to do because they already, you know, the Constitution is still the law of the land. Then that's the legal one, right? Are you freaking kidding me? These people, you know, so they can slap you in the face and go, I didn't do it. And we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, they do that anyway. Yeah. Oh, pretty much.
So I got a little, clip here from Copper Jacket TV. This was yesterday, and the California carry ban was overturned by the Merits Committee. So SB2 has been dissolved. And let's listen to this. Hold on.
You're going to turn it up a little bit if you can.
Turn up the sound. Hold on. I got to get
it. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Pump up the volume. Okay, here we go.
I'm on the top. Pretty big deal. You don't usually get good news from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals like this when it comes to Second Amendment related cases. But if you remember, back in December, a federal district court judge, Judge Carney, placed an injunction against enforcement of a majority of the sensitive locations that are listed in SB2. SB2 is California's Brew and Response Bill. It basically banned carry just about everywhere in the state of California and also added a bunch of other regulations, rules, and fees as well. But with that injunction, it meant that the status quo can remain in effect. That means that people who were carrying in the same places before would be able to remain carrying in those same places after the new year. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals motion panel placed an administrative stay against that injunction, meaning that all of those new sensitive places in SB2 would actually go into effect January 1st, and they did. Now, they sent it down to, the motions panel sent it down to a merits panel. Now, that merits panel is the one that just overturned that administrative stay and denied California's motion for a stay pending appeal. So, basically, the stay is gone. They denied the stay. They overturned the administrative stay. Judge Carney's injunction is now in full effect. That means that if you were able to carry somewhere prior to January 1st, you can carry there again today. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the court filing.
So I'm not going to get too far.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
You're not coming through.
Really?
Now you are.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to go back, I'm not going to, if anybody wants to watch the whole clip, it's California Carry Ban overturned by the Ninth Circuit. That's Copper Jacket TV. I don't know. Do they report this kind of stuff on our local, Marxist media meatheads?
Well, they don't report anything like that anywhere.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't it strange? Weird.
They only report it when it's the other side.
Yeah, weird.
You know, when they want to squash our rights and take away our Second Amendment right, or try to.
Or any of our rights.
Or any of our rights. Yeah, that's true.
It's legal if they take your rights away, but it's illegal if you want to keep them.
We'll talk about it then.
That's like, I mean, these guys are absolute stupid. They're idiots. They have no clue what they're talking about. They don't care that their rights are getting away because it will keep you safe. Really? Yeah, so being unarmed while all the bad guys have guns is keeping me safe because I'm a moron.
Yeah. But isn't Newsom and, what is it, Bonta down there, like, overstepping themselves many, many times? And, I mean, shouldn't they get prosecuted for some of this stuff they're trying to pull?
Well, yeah.
And what I've said, until we end up actually getting legislation that's passed that actually forces these people out of office and fines them dramatically, they're just going to keep doing it.
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is by the time we get one of these legislations won, they go back and they create four more that in effect do the same exact thing and shove it down our throats.
Watch it. Careful. What I'm saying is what's going to stop it is when the people no longer listen or obey anything that they have to say. If we obey the Constitution, fine. That preserves our rights. But everybody's going to have to give them the finger. You know something? At some point in time, when half of the state stands up and says, I don't give a crap. I'm carrying open in the what are you going to do? Put them all in jail?
Right.
See, that's what's going to take, I think, in the end of this, is everybody's going to have to grow a pair at some point and say, you know something? We're not following your rules anymore because your rules are illegal. They restrict our rights, our God-given rights, not the rights you think we should have.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it would have been an absolutely crying shame if somebody had gone over to Sticker Mule and just printed up a bunch of those stickers that said it's legal to carry and just start slapping it on every building they walk into. That would be a real crying shame.
That's what it's going to take because these guys will never stop trying to get control of the government. And that's what this is about. This is not about, oh, yeah, keeping you safe. That's for the morons to hear. So they all stand up and go, yay, I want to be safe, you know, while they lose all their rights and become slaves.
Well, and think about this. Picture this as a video in your mind, okay? You have a store that you legally cannot carry into based upon this law. It does not have a sticker that's on it. You stick a sticker on it, and all of a sudden, it's automatically legal for you to be able to walk into that place.
Where do I get my sticker?
Okay, what protection is that actually going to offer you? It's the same exact stupid idea as gun-free zones prevent guns.
Right.
Yeah, because we want to protect the children, so we want to make sure that criminals have guns.
Liar.
Well, and obviously, with all the stuff that's taking place with Epstein recently, they really are trying hard to protect the children.
They do.
Oh, yeah. We got a little bit on that today, too. So.
But we also need to get, you know, constitutional sheriffs in our communities to help combat this problem that we're having with the federal government.
The problem is
and other government.
The problem
people.
Is that we don't have sheriffs that have any kind of cojones. What we have is politicians that go, let's see, I need to stick my finger up in the air to see which way the wind's blowing. The wind's starting to blow the other way, so all of a sudden, maybe I should do what I was actually elected to do, which is to protect the citizens' rights. And not
protect the Constitution.
And uphold the Constitution as it was written and intended.
Right.
At both the, federal level and, the state level. If Newsom tells me it's okay to change it, then that's what I'm going to do. Okay, we got to call.
Well, we do. We've got Stone on the line. Good morning, Stone. You there? You're on.
Hello.
Hello. There's always a delay. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This might take a few minutes, but on the whole SB2 thing, so SB2, it's not fully suspended. Only a few parts of SB2 were challenged by California Rifle Pistol and I think, God knows, California. I'm watching these YouTubes. You played a clip of a YouTube, and certain people, they're not paying attention to every letter, every paragraph in SB2. And it's unfortunate that people are thinking that, wow, we dodged that, you know, that proverbial bullet for now. Well, actually, no. We've had some reductions in our, in the locations we can carry. A few months ago when SB2 was released, I read it and I saw the changes in certain penal codes. And California Rifle Pistol, if you go to their website, crpa.org, and watch their, they have some short videos there, on SB2 and the challenges that they've done. And they even admit there, they did not fight the entirety of SB2, and in fact, if you listen to them, and also get the ruling from the December 20th ruling, which was where the injunction was granted, read that also. It's admitted in the ruling that we actually have lost places we can carry. CRPA did not fight it, the entire thing. And I'm in the local CRPA chapter. I have pretty much demanded a legislative update with the chapters and CRPA headquarters. And I've also demanded that one of the lawyers also get on this legislative call, which I hope will be happening in a week or two, because I am very unhappy that CRPA failed to fight certain provisions of SB2. They didn't even fight it, and I'm angry because everybody read Penal Code 171, B as in boy, section B as in boy 3. 171, B, 3. Read last year's version and read this year's version. You'll see the change that I'm talking about. And I'm going to see what we can do to force CRPA. Hey, you guys failed to do this. And by the way, they were warned. When I read SB2 seven or eight months ago and I saw the change, I warned Fullerton. I said, hey, look at this. They're taking these things away. Please include them in your legal battle. And they did not. They failed to do that. I'm pissed. And, you know, while they're fighting for us, they're not doing the job that they should be doing. And I hope this legislative call that should be coming in the next week or two, we can put enough pressure on them at the chapter level to say, look, you better file an addendum to your current injunction or file a new suit, because they took a big bite out of our carry rights, especially regarding local and state government buildings. So be careful, people. Be careful.
No, I understand, Rich, what you're saying, and I'm glad you called in for sure, because I know you keep up a lot more on this. I just got a sound bite. And so, but the problem is, and this completely bolsters what I'm saying, the only way this is going to end is when the people say, you know,
enough.
Pound sand. We're not doing anything you say. We're not obeying anything you law. In any law that you pass as that's unconstitutional, we're not going to obey it.
And I absolutely, I'm on that page for sure. But I guess the point to my call is everybody's doing this victory lap with this injunction on SB2. No. All they did was, they only did a partial victory lap. And all these YouTubers and even CRPA, they're doing these victory laps where we have not won anything. We actually have lost ground with SB2 with regards to carrying outside the home. We have lost ground. And it's just amazing to me that people are not paying attention to this and putting it out that, no, we did. Right. So here's the analogy I like to use. You know, you're in a fight with somebody. You have a shield in one hand. You have a weapon in the next. Your opponent has the same. Your opponent hits you 10 times, you block 8 of them, but you still got hit twice. You're still damaged. Why are you having a victory lap when you only blocked 8 of the 10 blows? You're still damaged. You have still suffered. And that's just amazing to me that these victory laps are not earned. They are absolutely not earned on SB2.
Well, you know, it's to boil the frog slowly, too, if you realize that the fact is that it's what Lenin said, two steps forward, one step back. And I totally agree with what you're saying. What's surprising about this is the fact that the Merits Committee actually even did anything. you know. And so we've got to take what we can get, but at the same time, we're still in the same spot until enough people say we've had enough. It's going to continue. They're just going to they'll just keep chipping away at our rights. Period.
And I can't give too much away at the moment, but our local officials, some of our local officials, they are working on a local action very soon, probably by the end of this month, to further. Remember when they passed the Second Amendment resolution last July?
Right.
And what did the sheriff say at the microphone? He said, I endorse the Second Amendment, but to violate state law, you will be arrested.
Exactly.
He is on record saying that.
Yeah.
So I give him no credit for his recent correspondence with certain folks, and where he's saying, well, yeah, we cut, you know, the sheriffs, we believe some of this is unconstitutional. Oh, so all of a sudden the sheriff can determine if something's constitutional? What happened before when everybody says, no, we have to wait for a judge to determine something unconstitutional?
Do you know what's happened?
Which
is,
of course, incorrect.
Do you know what's changed, Rich? Is the political winds have changed. People are starting to they're figuring this thing out and they're getting pissed.
So anyway, so something's coming soon, probably later this month. It's going to be a positive action by local government to further the Second Amendment resolution, and that's going to be a beautiful thing. And if it should happen this month, it should pass. And if it does, it's going to be make news, of course, like we always do. And then hopefully it will spread throughout the state.
Right. Well, and of course the news will be negative if it's the local news. That's why we are here, is the people that are in the alternative medias are stepping up to report the truth. I just want the truth. You can't get it through any mainstream media. You can't get it through the local schmucks at, you know, the two Marxist channels. You know, it's like the last, meeting I was at with the guy, well, we're not communists! Do you even know what a communist is? Let's see. Government control of everything. Government control of schools. Government control of all your rights. Central bank. Oh yeah. I guess maybe I am a communist, but I'm not smart enough to know it.
Well, thanks for the time. I'll keep you guys updated as major changes occur.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for the update. All right, very good. So that goes back to exactly what I was saying about the sheriff when, you know, before we got on the air. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. He's a politician. I want the outcome of him following the Constitution, not the outcome of the political pressure being brought to bear so he does the right thing. I mean...
He should have had that stance in the beginning.
Exactly. That's my point.
What it comes down to.
So
you have to wait. You don't know what the rights are. You don't know what you're going to stand for.
Well, you're talking out of both sides of your head.
Exactly,
I believe in the Constitution, but I'll arrest you if I see you carrying.
Well, and on that note, I think I should actually get to the quotes that I got from both sheriffs, because we have the sheriff here from the
Shasta County,
and then we've also got the Tehama County sheriff that I've reached out to. Both of them, from what I understand, are speaking on their personal opinions, and both of them sound like they are going to be releasing official statements based upon SB 2 sometime next week. We have Johnson, who has said that he is going to be releasing a video this upcoming week, and we have a statement. Well, I'll just read both statements. So, from Johnson, garbage legislation, unconstitutional. I will not support it. I'll have a video message after the California State Sheriff's Association next week. Newsom and Bonta continue to try to tear down the state with their liberal agendas. And then we have Kane from Red Bluff, and I would love to make a comment on this, and I believe that we'll be making a global comment next week. I'm scheduled a meeting with the district attorney's office and local law enforcement leaders. The intent is to come up with a county-wide position on this. However, my position is the bulk of SB 2 is in violation of the Second Amendment. I'll be happy to talk to you more about it after our meeting next week, and I anticipate that we'll do some type of press release after that. He's made it official, he's made it clear that his personal statement is that.
Do you know what's completely wrong with that? Is that concealed carry is issued at the discretion of the sheriff. He's not following the Constitution. He's mad because they took the power away from him, not the power away from the Constitution, because he wouldn't even have to say there would be no constitutional problem if everybody had open carry like it is in, like, what, 35 states now. But if he's the guy that sits up there and issues the permits, then he's in charge. So the way I see it is, the only thing they did was take the power away from him. He doesn't like that. Okay, but the real deal is the power is vested in us, the people. We should have the right to keep and bear arms without any restriction, and it doesn't depend on the sheriff issuing a concealed carry. See, that's the fallacy here, is that, oh, as long as I'm the gatekeeper and I'm a good guy, then they're screwing up. Yeah, see, that's the problem. So.
Well, we're not supposed to have a permit, period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and concealed carry is not the Second Amendment.
No, has nothing to do with the Second Amendment, really.
Exactly. It's some local schmuck saying, I'm the gatekeeper, I'll issue it if I feel like
I like it. Well, what, we had open carry here in California till when? 61?
No, I think it was like eight, maybe later.
Whenever it was, but we did have open carry. Yeah, it was later than that.
It was Reagan that actually ended up getting rid of it. Yeah. It was based upon the federal buildings and the Black Panthers.
But my point is, we did have open carry here forever.
Yeah, but Reagan didn't get rid of it. Reagan's at the federal level. It would have to be the California governor that would support that legislation.
Which would probably be
Jerry Brown, I would think.
Yeah, will clarify that up. But my point is that we had open carry. Then they changed the law, and the people went along with it.
Let's go to a break.
Okay, and then we'll get to our caller. I think we got a caller on the line, too. So with that, we will take a break, and we will be back in about 3 minutes.
Pills, confuse them about what's real. Tell them facts don't really matter. It's all about how you feel. Science and math erases. History that's erasing. Indoctrinate a whole generation. You can't escape it. It's bigger than American politics. You're an accomplice. White people racist and bigots, and you're a colonist. If you want freedom, we'll encourage you to do the opposite. Toxic masculinity. If a man is too confident.
What is a woman?
Well, I am not a biologist. Common sense is really not common when you're a communist. Parents that care about their kids is calling terrorists. It's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist. If you love the country, that makes you a white supremacist. Don't even try defending it. What you say is irrelevant. Put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world's going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world's going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You're a racist if you don't think that adds up. Don't have children. If you do, then abort them. If your neighbors don't comply with the government, just report them. If you have independent thoughts, just ignore them. Communism, the way democracy is too boring. Bringing kids to a drag show. Give them a couple dollars to put right up in there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. A muscle and blood in a skin and bones. You've got a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load a 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Say, now Peter, don't don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Cause I can't go.
Say, Peter,
to the company store. Don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Come on. Well, I was born on a morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal and the strong boss said, well, bless my soul.
You load 16 tons.
Sovereign Mines, we're back. Minding the company stole.
I'm just saying, if you saw the video of this guy singing this, I wouldn't be surprised if he was an AI generated.
It's all AI. There's no question.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
It's all AI.
It was a little creepy.
But
kind of cool, but creepy.
But the notes are clear and they really good. So, I mean, it's like Tucker rapping. That's not AI.
Oh, well, that wasn't Tucker, but yeah.
Everything's AI.
We're very quickly approaching you can't trust or see anything. And you've got criminals now. Criminals are buying extra fingers to stick on their hands while they do crimes. So that basically they, when they get arrested or if they get seen in a video,
well,
they just go, hey.
There's two sides of this. Skynet becomes self-aware and we're in real trouble and Terminators start popping up. Or the other side of this is that somebody else programs AI with the truth and all of a sudden the government is not getting away with all of its lies anymore. You can't make this crap up.
And that's the hard thing is because you look at the legislation that they're trying to pass right now, they're trying to make it to where only woke AI exists. Now, there's going to be – there is good hope in that because then that's going to end up meaning that, hey, humans are basically going to be the only ones that are actually going to be able to tell the truth anymore.
But there's some AI that's a little bit different out there. But, yeah, a lot of it's woke. Oh, I mean, there is a few programs that are a little better, like Claude.
Claude's still not there. Like,
you still have to watch it, that's for sure.
When you look at it, there was actually a conversation that I'd had with Claude, which that's a weird thing to say. But you go through it, and they started talking about stakeholders, and they started using that terminology. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
really? Okay.
Let's go to our interesting.
Let's go to our caller.
We do have a caller. I believe it's Roberta on the line. Are you there?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Roberta.
I want to commend you for being a part of the best 4 hours of talk radio. I'm telling you, you do not shake your head and say you don't understand. You understand and you tell it like it is. And I just appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Very good. All right. Hey,
that's nice to get a call like that once in a while. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Happy
New Year.
We're in shock.
Well, have a great morning. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
With that, I'm going to go to our first, not our first clip, but one of our clips. It could be the longest clip, possibly.
The clip of quality.
This is our first quality clip. There's a couple other ones here.
Comedy clip.
There you have it. All right, so this is JP, and this is the title of this is If the Deep State Had a PR Team.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Hi, I'm Christopher Johnson Jones DeBecker Pickles III, and this is Carl.
Hello.
We're with Prestige Branding, the world's
foremost
branding company.
And we've just received our biggest challenge to date. We've been hired to help the deep state turn around their image.
They unfortunately haven't been coming across very favorably to the public. Up until this point, their branding and PR hasn't been very good.
For example, the deep state is very passionate about teaching people nutrition. Their primary nutritional philosophy is, you're not allowed to eat meat anymore. Only crickets for you.
This phraseology hasn't really landed with people. They're kind of turned off by it.
It's almost as if they think of the worst possible way to present things, and then they do that.
But with our branding touch, we'll take the popularity of the latest nutrition trends, combined with the stickiness of alliterations, to help the deep state present the same concept, just packaged differently. Introducing the Carnivore Keto Cricket Diet.
Or KKK for short. It's easier to remember.
People are gonna love it. But we're not gonna stop there. As you know, people love the Liver King. So we're gonna amp up our branding by introducing the Deep State's
the Cricket King. Their previous branding resulted in many people losing trust for them, hating them, and thinking that the deep state was actually out to kill them. And that's not very good for business. But with my hands now in my pockets and our expertise in branding, we think we can completely turn that around so the public associates a lot of trust with the deep state. Another mistake they've been making is around secrecy. From a branding perspective, secrecy tends to manufacture mistrust. For many years, the deep state's stance has been to deny that they even exist, unfortunately making the public think they're bad guys with something to hide. So we'll be rolling out a brand new tagline. Deep state. We do exist, but we're good guys with nothing to hide. Another one of the deep state's lemons that we are attempting to turn into lemonade is their whole marketing campaign around the phrase, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. This has come across slightly heavy-handed and out of touch with the common folk. So we're making a few small tweaks to how it's presented. So now, instead of you'll own nothing and be happy about it, it'll be find happiness through minimalism. People love minimalism. But as I know, it's not just about the theoretical, it's about the practical, which is why we're working on the deep state's wardrobe as well. You see, wardrobe tells you a whole story about an individual as soon as you see them, and the deep state has not been making the best decisions when it comes to fashion. Take Klaus Schwab, for example. People think him dressing like a villain makes him look like a villain. For good branding, you gotta dress in a way that's relatable. Like Mark Zuckerberg and his only option of black t-shirts. See, although he's a completely unrelatable, out-of-touch trillionaire, the fact that he wears a black t-shirt makes people think, I too own a shirt. Therefore, I trust Mark.
And that's good for business.
So we're only having Klaus wear tie-dye t-shirts, which will give off a much more, hey man, I am just here to chill type of vibe. German. That was German.
Wow. Another mistake the deep state has made in the past is having all their board meetings in the woods at night while wearing masks and drinking children's blood.
Surprisingly, that hasn't come across as very favorable to the public.
Our market research has shown having nocturnal meetings in the woods while concealing your identity and drinking children's blood makes people trust you less.
Not very good for building rapport.
Branding remedy?
Replace the Bilderberg meetings with a TikTok account. Have you always wanted to see Bill Gates lip sync to Ariana Grande?
I have. What registers in the subconscious of the public will be way better for business. Instead of the old impression, I think they're satanic psychopaths out to do me harm.
Now with a strong TikTok presence, you'll be thinking, Klaus Schwab eating a Tide Pod? Now that's a guy I can trust.
Now a major problem. The deep state's previous branding has resulted in them being perceived as complete hypocrites.
The public thinking that old white men are propagating the message men are bad and white people are bad is less than congruent.
We need to help them achieve the racial division they desire, but with none of the hypocrisy. So we'll be introducing AI-generated, diverse, genderless, persons of mysterious color characters to use on all their messaging.
We have to use AI-generated characters for this because they seem to have a policy of not hiring anyone who's not an old white man.
Branding is everything. The deep state is out to do a lot of good. It's just up until this point, they've been completely misunderstood.
But with an all-new brand image, we believe we can make the deep state into the next Kardashians.
Wait, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Reality TV show!
Wow.
Is that a good one or what?
Yep.
You can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable.
He does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, he has more, but that one was the best one. So, I do have another one queued up here, and let's play this real quick, and then we'll go to a break. Here's the problem. All right, maybe let me know if you recognize where this is from.
Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window. Or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work. When you go to church. When you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I want the curtain. Can I have the curtain or the box?
That wasn't a choice.
Can I... it's the red pill or blue.
Yep, that's it. That's all you got.
I want the curtain. The curtain or the box. Let's go to a break.
Before we go to a break, I need to clarify something. It was Reagan when he was governor.
Very good.
Okay. Perfect. And with that, we'll go to a break, and we will see you in a few minutes.
But about shh.
Never mind.
Are they above?
That was a flashback. Some kind of a flashback. I saw a flashback.
That's a flashback.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
It's the real thing, baby.
It does the real thing, man.
Hunter Biden interprets that entirely different.
Well, the Biden family interprets that a whole other way. That's for sure.
Some stuff
well,
on at the White House.
Speaking of the Biden...
Even though they inhaled.
Speaking of the Biden insurrection, which is exactly what it is, because anything they say you're doing something, it's exactly what they just did or are doing. And so,
Mr. Sniffy?
Mr. Sniffy. So we've got Sniffy and Snuffy, you know, if you think
Snuff and Sniff.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to talk about January 6th because that was yesterday, and it's been a year or two. Three years.
Since the insurrection happen.
That was worse than Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
That was like the Civil War. And that was like World War II, the beaches of Normandy.
Except
that was a big lie and a setup, and now we're seeing more and more evidence come out to show that it was a complete fabricated thing. These people are innocent, and they should be released.
Well, and let's be honest, too. Your constitutional right to a speedy and fair expedient trial, that is definitely not violated after 3 years when you're being held in solitary confinement and still don't have anyone representing
you. Due process. Patriot Act. See, that's what the Patriot, this is all the Patriot Act. That's why they have to call you a terrorist. Because if you're a terrorist, you don't got any rights.
Exactly.
That's all this is.
But it's so easy to call you a terrorist nowadays because, I mean, obviously when Black Lives Matter just goes through and tears up cities and burns down buildings
That's mostly peaceful protest.
Fiery, but mostly peaceful.
Mostly nonviolent, peaceful. And
well, it depends on, you know, your gender and your color, which dictates how you
really deadly, even though a lot of people did die. I don't know the number off the top of my head. But that was mostly
mostly peaceful. Yeah. But when you're there and you just express that you're holding a flag or you're on Capitol grounds, they might just raid you, shoot your dog, and then call you a terrorist and lock you up for 3 years.
If you're over 50, Sonny, and you're carrying a Trump flag, you're a terrorist.
If you're MAGA, you're a terrorist.
All right. Shut up and eat the bugs.
All right.
We do have a caller. We've got Siskiyou Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, y'all.
So,
we all do appreciate you guys. You're loud and clear every Sunday, so we do appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
And, but I wanted to say that, Reading down there, they were sued by the state because they didn't want to do the school board curriculum.
Right.
And they folded because the state sued them. And so... If Reading didn't pay, or not Reading, but Riverside County, if they didn't pay the state, then the state wouldn't be threatening them with a suit.
Right.
Because the state threatens them because we'll hold your money back and not give you your money back that you paid to us from your county.
Well, it's all about local control. It's all about local control, Steve, and that's what we need to implement, period, across the board.
You're speaking to the choir. I'm just trying to get this out to the public using your radio show to say once again that the counties have to hold the money back from the state.
I agree.
You guys are being sued right now because of the voter fraud in your hand counting, correct?
Correct. I don't think there's a lawsuit. They just passed a law, was it 969, where they said that that we can't hand count. And
because
now,
of the population.
Now I think
involved.
The county's going to sue the state because they believe that we should have the ability to control our own elections from the local level as far as how it's being run and counted and so forth.
Exactly. The counties run the state. We got to take the counties back and run the state through the counties. The cities run the counties. The cities were made up first before a county. Then the counties were made up before a state. That's the way it was built.
The people created the counties, and the counties created the state.
Exactly. It is changed. We've been in this fight now. Some of us longer than the last 15 years. Some of you guys have been into it for 30 years. But, they started it back in the 60s when we were, all the good music we had back in the 60s telling us the same thing that's going on today. But what was my point? I'm
sorry. I hate when that happens.
Mark, you had it right when you said, until the people stand up and start open carrying, together, we're not going to get anywhere. And the thing is that we have gotten somewhere. I remember even a few years ago trying to talk to young kids, and you couldn't talk to them one bit. They had no idea what was going on. But nowadays, there is a lot more young kids involved, and there are more and more younger kids getting involved in the fight.
You know, Steve, what I think is happening is that we're starting to win, and the reason that we're starting to win, especially on the young people, is that the left has not figured out that they have become the establishment. They are the establishment. It used to be we were fighting against the establishment because they were the ones taking our rights. Well, they became the establishment, and that's why we're fighting against them, because they're still the same guys that are trying to take away our rights. Only now it's all about being leftist, and they've turned into Marxists. They went from socialism to communism to Marxism, and now that's what we got now. And they don't realize that the young people want to be free, just like everybody else said they were supposed to be.
Right. Well, again, you know, it's up to the people, and the people have to stand up. But we start, you know, you guys are the leaders, it should be Siskiyou County. We started this thing with the state of Jefferson. But you guys are doing it, so let's stay there, empower you people as much as we can. I'm using the heck out of you. I brought Dr. Frank's information up here to one of the a young guy running for supervisors. He got it to the other supervisors that have been asleep for the last 4 or 5 years, as far as I'm concerned. But with that information, with the exact proof that Dr. Frank has with the voter fraud and the state voter rolls, I think I now have some legitimate ammo to bring to these supervisors to get them a little bit activated. And then have them, again, speak to your supervisors, because you've got three strong people down there who are very active and acting as supervisors, not just sitting in a chair.
Right. Very good. Through
you guys and your fight and your radio show and Terry's radio show, and I'm sorry Wynn's not on there anymore. It doesn't seem to be the same show anymore. But, you know, you guys bring up a lot, and I just appreciate you, and I do use you quite a bit up here. So,
thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
Doing what you're doing.
All right, okay. Very good.
We will.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
But it takes all of us to happen, you know, to make this all work. It takes all of us to be involved in some part of the equation.
Well, and our part is the alternative media. That's what we've chosen to do, is to counteract the lies of the mainstream, and that's why we're winning, is because everybody's starting to figure out, it's like, is Joe a liar? I don't know. He's lied about everything, but the media told me that he tells the truth.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. Let's talk about how a county of only 100 and, at least according to NPR, 112,000 voters, Shasta County, has made national and international headlines over and over and over again. In this case, it was in regards to the SB 969, which would terminate the voting system and the decision to get rid of the Dominion voting machines and go to hand count. I mean, that's a small area that's affecting national and international people over and over and over again. We're changing the laws and the bills in California based upon the fact that they do not want us doing that.
This happened right after we said that we want nothing to do with the machines, and that was right in our face with SB 969.
It was a slap in the face.
Let's put it on hold. Let's go to our break.
We're top of the hour. Yeah. We will pick this up in the next hour. We will see you in 5 minutes.
Joe Rogan, I mean Joe Biden, Joe Namath, Rocco Jamas VV, and this is my new song. Corn Pop was a bad dude. Me and Hunter got matching tattoos. When we got money from Ukraine, gas companies, they paid in cash too. I was the first man to land on the moon. I invented the fork and spoon. The leader of a whole damn platoon. I helped Michael Jackson write his tunes. I was there at George Washington's birth. And when Peter invented the church, I taught Kelly Slater to surf. I'm the greatest president on earth. I was there when Abe Lincoln was shot.
Me and Bob Norley smoked pot. Used to be a fireman and cop. I was there when 50 Cent was shot. Kids rubbed the hair on my legs. I'm the one who got out of debt. Robert Byrd was my good friend. Eulogized him when he was dead. Yeah, he was in the KKK. Who cares? Just vote Dem. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. Yeah, that's actually what I said. I was arrested during civil rights. Never mind, I was with the whites. I used to drive an 18-wheeler. I taught Mike Tyson how to fight. Three-letter word, J-O-B-S. No time for your BS. Check my face, I always seem stressed. I need a break, is it recess? Why are stairs so hard to climb? Like Logan Paul and KSI, I'm in my prime. High res, help me write these rhymes. 2 p.m., it's my nap time. You're a dog-faced lion pony soldier. Come on, man.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Former President Trump in Iowa Saturday.
Hello, Iowa. Happy New Year. We're going to have a great year. We got to win. Got to win. We got to win. 9 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives.
The campaign rally took place in the city of Newton. The caucuses are just around the corner in Iowa. A retired Navy admiral says it's time for the U.S. to launch a counterstrike against Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Admiral James Tahridi says it's time the U.S. stop treating the Houthis like a mere nuisance.
Let's not lose sight of the fact they are shooting missiles at our warships.
Attacks that could eventually hit their target, kill U.S. service members, or even sink a U.S. warship.
None of those are impossibilities.
Stavridi says it's something that would inevitably lead to a strong U.S. response, and that could encompass the entire region.
Better we strike now and send a signal.
Admiral Stavridi was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tesla is recalling more than 1.5 million Model S, X, 3, and Y electric vehicles sent to China. They got problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and the door latch controls, and China is not happy. Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai will use remote upgrade technology to fix the problem. The company says in most cases, car owners will not have to bring their vehicles back to the dealer. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oil fell last year from the record highs that they reached in 2022. The agency says the FAO Food Price Index was 13.7% lower last year than 2022, but rice and sugar prices are high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
An Iranian woman has received a flogging for defying the Islamic Republic's mandatory hijab law. Here's BBC correspondent Sebastian Escher.
The Kurdish-Iranian activist Roya Heshmati has published a vivid account of the sentence to 74 lashes meted out to her on Wednesday. She'd been arrested for posting a photo of herself without the hijab on a main street in Tehran. She says the room where she was flogged was like a medieval torture chamber. She says a headscarf was forcibly placed on her head and she was then beaten on her shoulder, her back, her buttocks and her legs. She says she chanted the main slogan of a mass movement against the hijab that convulsed Iran last year as she was being flogged. Woman, life, freedom. Many have hailed her online as a heroine.
Such punishments have stirred ongoing protests in Iran following the death in 2022 of a young woman. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hawaii's governor and Maui's county mayor are welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui months after last summer's wildfires killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings.
They want the economic boost tourists will bring, but some residents are struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. One server at a Lahaina restaurant was so worn out by customer questions about the fire, she quit 5 weeks after going back to work.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. One of them is singer Kenny Loggins. He's 76 years old today. Talk show host Katie Couric turns 67. Actor Nicolas Cage has 60 candles on his birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Play a little more of that. A little bit of Aerosmith there. I was kind of liking that. I don't know. Maybe I'm old school.
Hey, Aerosmith is always good.
Yeah, there you have it.
That bad rock and roll
spoken,
we grew up with.
Spoken like a...
I'm surprised.
A champ over there from.
I was going to say, you know who Aerosmith is?
Oh, come on now. Well, boomer. Boomers, man. Boomers.
What are you, a Gen Z or a Gen X or a
what
millennial?
Are you, yeah.
Or a
millennial, but don't hold it against me. Come on now.
A millennial.
Although we're getting Gen Z out now, and they're saying that Generation Z is like really Republican on the male side and super Democrat on the female side. So that's going to be awkward.
It's kind of like, let's just do an AI.
I was going to say, just let AI take over. What the hell? Then you don't have to worry about
mix
it.
Mix them
know?
All up. You could be a millennial Gen Z boomer. And that way you'd know all the genres and genders.
Whoa.
And
You don't have to think of anything because AI will fix it for you.
That's right. You'll be a thee, them, what, they, how are you.
Just plug in. That's it.
All right. So let's play our town hall because we got to get that out of the way. And then we'll go into the J6 stuff.
Good day and Happy New Year. Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. For our first news brief of 2024, we bring you a developing story out of rural Shasta County. The Tiny Oak Run Elementary School District is facing potential financial insolvency after receiving a rare negative, quote, ongoing concern rating, citing a lack of student immunization records that could severely impact state funding, alleged open meeting violations, and claims of a hostile work environment. The district superintendent denies the allegations, but the County Office of Education stands behind the facts and aims to work with the district to resolve the issues. If unresolved, the funding crisis could force the school to shut down. We'll keep you updated as more details emerge in this unfolding story. Up next, when an NFL legend shows up to coach sports, middle schoolers listen up. This week at Gateway School District in California, former pro defensive end Art Still ran an adventure camp teaching football basics and life lessons too.
Dill spent a dozen years in the league, primarily with the Kansas City Chiefs, so he knows the game. However, the camp goes beyond passing drills to build teamwork, resilience, and discipline in the students. Dill recognizes, quote, "We see a lot of dissenting within the family structure," end quote, compared to his youth. By investing time with the campers, he aims to provide structure amid those societal changes. Through sports instruction and mentoring, Dill strives to empower students. Reading opens doors to successful futures, yet many children lack the literacy skills to walk through them. Tomorrow, Shasta Executive Director Wendy Dickens will present on the benefits of promoting childhood literacy in Reading. Literacy fosters individual and community growth by enabling comprehension and practical application across learning modalities. Supporting early childhood literacy invests in children's future success. Register at eventbrite.com by searching the Right to Read registration. In our last brief, retired Reading Police Lieutenant Alan Long has declared his 2024 candidacy for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 2. Long has over 30 years of local law enforcement experience and served 5 years on the Grant Elementary School Board. He wants to provide pragmatic, fiscally conservative leadership to the board. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief this week. As always, become part of the conversation at Shasta Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter.
There you have it. And,
That's that.
Also, Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday. I don't have the agenda in front of me, but as usual, 9 o'clock, and that would be Tuesday. What's the date on that?
Tuesday the 9th. Also, we have coming up, they want us to announce the Election Advisory Commission will be meeting on Monday at noon at the Board of Supervisors Chambers, I do believe is where that's being held.
Well, there you have it. All right, so let's get into our J6 stuff. The information is coming out, Tucker did an interview last night. We already knew a bunch of this was, but now it's being confirmed that it was a setup, the whole thing at the J6. I mean, they had plainclothes militias out there, aggressive men in Donald Trump and MAGA gear out in front, police lines at the base of temporary presidential inaugural platform. You know, it's not like they didn't know something was coming because they put Constantine and wire all around the White House. I mean, these guys knew that this was coming because they had cheated so bad that they expected backlash anyway. And then what they did was they set them up with a fake insurrection. And so they could go after the political enemies. They had agents and provocateurs, scattered groups of men, exhorting marchers to gather closely and tightly towards the center of the outside of the Capitol building, prevent them from leaving. You had fake Trump protesters, a few young men wearing Trump and MAGA hats, backwards, and who did not fit in with the rest of the crowd. You had guys out there yelling, Fed, you got the
the flags that just happened to be creased and never taken out before that event, all the hats that still had tags on them. I mean, there was a lot of stuff to it.
There's a lot of stuff.
There is.
Of them blocking out, the J6 committee that, oh, this was worse than the Civil War, the ones that lied about everything. And now, oh, we got two token Republicans, only Liz Cheney, isn't really too much of a Republican. It's kind of like Mitt Romney light, and then the other one is what's his name? Adam Zingeringer. I can't ever say his name because
he's... And there was a lot of false reports. I mean, I'm looking at this one right here. You know, exclusive after shooting Ashley Babbitt, Capitol Police Lieutenant made false radio report.
There's all kinds of stuff going on, and this is coming out, though, because the alternative media is not letting this go, and you've got this Clay Higgins, who is actually an ex-cop from Louisiana, and he's done some pretty good stuff, and he's putting all the evidence together now, and it should be coming out pretty soon to show, because now they released all the tapes, they released all the cop video. We've already seen some of them where the cops were throwing percussion grenades and stingers into the crowd and firing rubber bullets before anything had happened.
This is a complete
setup. What happened that day? Or I'm sorry, what was supposed to happen that day besides the big insurrection? Oh, They were going to certify the vote. Mm-hmm. They were going to certify the vote. So they
Well, and it completely changed the narrative. It changed the narrative off of why did we shut down all of the voting, and when we came back to it, why did we see this huge, massive jump with just what we needed? And now, of course, you go back and you look at it, and yeah, we have all these different states and all these different
ballots. Oh, and it's not going away. Not there. Yeah, right. Now you're starting to see more and more of the evidence coming out, the lawsuits. It's not going
away. Yeah, the lawsuits are starting to happen now on the election. Well, you know, before they would say, oh, look, if there was, they would be having these lawsuits. Well, there is evidence, and it is coming out, and they're starting to hear it in the court system.
It's like, where's the evidence?
Where isn't the evidence?
Yeah, it's like with Joe Biden. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's no evidence. I don't know. There's all kinds of evidence.
Exactly.
When it's in front of you, but there's no evidence when it's against you.
Yeah, and you see all these, well, not all these, but there's quite a few elections that are being, you know, overturned or saying, you know, that that's not the way it is. So I'm not sure what happens when that goes back and people say.
True the Vote just won a court case in Georgia on this.
Yeah, and there's another state that just overturned their election in their state. I forget which one. I'll have to look it up. Because the evidence that's come out.
I think it's either Michigan or Wisconsin.
I think so. Of voter fraud, that all the count was not correctly done. And so, the evidence is coming out more and more in these states. Finally, it's going out to the people.
Yeah, and they're still, they black, the mainstream media blacks out anything they don't want the morons to hear. So the morons are so brainwashed that they
But I did have noticed on mainstream media, a lot of times, you know, they did say, used to say January 6th, insurrection, all the time on everything, ticker tapes, everything.
Well, it's like the whole thing now, of getting him off now, the ballot. How stupid do you got to be? The guy's never been, so you just got one person in the Secretary of State that goes, well, I don't like him. I think he's an insurrection and then an insurrectionist, and that's good enough to get the guy off the ballot?
Right. But now, if you notice, a lot of times on mainstream media, it's gone back to January 6th riots. So they're starting to change their narrative. You know how they do it.
Kind of like the Biden thing.
I
I've never had a conversation with Hunter's business partners. I've never met Hunter's business partners. I never talked about when I met him with his business partner. I never talked to his business. We're not involved at all. I didn't receive any checks from China. Hunter's doesn't smoke crack either. And Corn Bop was a bad dude.
So they start changing the narrative like they always do, right. And then make it look like, look, all along we said that this was the way it was.
You MAGA extremist white supremacist, you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so did this get reported? Here's a little shot from, I guess this was over in Iowa. This is Trump.
What they've done, and they ought to, you know what they ought to do? They ought to release the J6 hostages. They've suffered enough. They had to release them. I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe. This guy, what he's done to people. And
yeah, he's not corrupt. He hasn't imprisoned his political enemies. If we don't reelect Joe Biden, democracy will... There'll be no democracy anymore, we're fixing all the votes, and there's no democracy as long as we stay in the power and imprison all of our political enemies or get them off the ballot. That's upholding democracy, I tell you. Really? Really? You're the dictator! What do we... Projection? Remember the projection thing? You're the dictator! Yeah, right. So the insurrection was at the White House, all right, because they cheated in the vote, and they didn't want to get called out on the carpet, so they set up this big, huge thing to call it an insurrection. Yep. Oh, they're storming the Capitol. No, they didn't. They were coerced. They were lured in. They were given a guided tour and then arrested.
Look at some of those videos. That really looks like they're violent and everything else as they, you know, casually stroll through with their guide. To go to the Capitol.
And Trump, he incited it all, even though we haven't charged him and there's no due process. It doesn't matter. He's the head of the state. Cut it off. Only they took this Twitter down 5 minutes after, because remember the Twitter was like in cahoots with the FBI. And
yeah.
You know, when you get down through all this, it seems like you got FBI everywhere.
Especially FBI and DOJ.
They're not corrupt, are
yeah.
they? They didn't sign a thing saying that it was the Russians and Trump was in league with the Russians. That was all proved. But see, these idiots out there don't even know it because they're so stupid. All they do is listen to mainstream lies, and then anything that comes up is evidence. So you can't talk to these people and give them facts. Because facts don't matter. Facts don't matter to them because it's only their little nirvana narrative, Marxist utopian, dream that, oh yeah, it's going to be great for everybody.
Until it's not.
And that's why everybody's out there. Oh yeah, and the jobs report was great. Except they keep lying about that too. Oh, inflation is going down.
But it's not.
Yeah. All right. So here's the little Trump thing right before the insurrection.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
Oh, it's Trump.
Yeah, that was so violent.
He's a violent insurrectionist. He's the one that's telling everybody to storm the Capitol. But that's all undercover language. Go home peacefully actually means if you've got your ring, you know, your decoder ring from your Cracker Jack box,
oh, yeah.
You know, the decoder.
Did it change color?
Yeah. Eat your Ovaltine and storm the Capitol.
Oh, your Tang, too.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. Twitter took that down within 5 minutes on January 6th of the supposed insurrection. All this is coming out because the mainstream, who blacks everything out, is losing its complete credibility because, gee, how many times you got to lie to me before you become a liar and I don't want to listen to you anymore?
It was Twitter. It was Facebook. It was everybody.
All of them.
I mean, you look at – I really enjoyed when Trump had the papers in his pocket when she goes, why didn't you end up speaking out about it in the interview? And he goes, well, as a matter of fact, I did. He pulls out the papers. He starts going through. You see, it was 5 minutes. Afterwards, it was 9:26.
Oopsie. We got to work on this. It was a beautiful speech. It was the most beautiful speech ever. So it's all baloney. All of it is complete baloney, and it's coming out. We've got guys that are starting to turn. You know, former FBI agent on the ground at the U.S. Capitol just texted. This is on Twitter, Paul Sperry. Texted him and confirmed him that at least one busload of Antifa, there you go, thugs infiltrated peaceful Trump demonstrators as part of the false Trump, Trump false flag op.
So surprising
and
let's get him off.
Let's get him off the ballot because he's an insurrectionist, even though he called for peace and they stole the election and they didn't examine any of the evidence they didn't steal the election. There's no evidence. See, 2,000 mules. We got FBI hiding the laptop for a year. You got 50 of the intelligence agents saying that. Russians were, rigging the election. You got the Russian collusion that, was false
which was actually done by Hillary.
We got the Dominion machines. At what point in time do you go, you got your FBI down at Twitter and, Facebook. Come on. At what point in time do you go, this is complete BS?
Oh, yeah, and then Nancy Pelosi running around the Capitol taking photo ops with her daughter in the camera because she's just completely terrified of the insurrection that's over at the Capitol. And then you got the, you know, the guy walking through with the horns and the helmet and the blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is he? The
shaman?
He was the Q shaman walking through. With three police guys behind him, and they're playing the girl from Epony, dun, 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 bum, 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 while he's trying to figure out how to get around the Capitol, and they're giving him a tour. So what it is that they're the insurrectionists, have stolen the vote, and now we've got to restore the Republic, and we can't do that because it's fallen into corruption at this point. We can't do that by being silent, going away quietly into the night and pretending that it didn't happen. Because the louder that the Marxists, you know, it's like they pound the table. If they can't win an argument, if they can't go by the facts, then they pound the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Flip the board.
Flip the board. It's absolutely, so anything they say that you're doing, they've either done or are already doing it or in the process of doing it, because these people are liars about everything.
Well, and they want to keep us distracted. They want to keep us fighting each other. It was Black Lives Matter. It's the color revolution. It was Ukraine, Russia. Now we've got this over here with Israel and Palestinians. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. We have reports out now that you have almost 500,000 Ukrainians that are dead. They're dead in this war, and you'll have about 175,000 Russians that are dead in this war, and you've got people that are so corrupt in these places of power that you have the average age of about 47 years old of the average fighting age of these men who are there. They're being conscripted, not by will at all. They're just being drug in, drug out, and at the meantime, now we're over here focused on Israel, and nobody's talking about Ukraine as there's blood literally rolling in the streets.
I totally agree, and I can say a lot of things, how like, even my friends are just stolen going to the store by buying milk,
mm-hmm.
and they never came back, and they just sent me like their picture that they are there.
So nobody's
also
talking about
I want to speak about the Grinevich family. It's a big corruption family in Ukraine who stole around $3 million, who was volunteering from America and other countries, by saying they support for our army, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they was posting on Instagram and Facebook how they like have beautiful vacations in Maldives.
Oh yeah, this is
and
big,
all this stuff.
This is a big money laundering scheme. There's no question about it. All this foreign aid going over to these guys to fight the wars doesn't get to fight the wars, doesn't get to the people, doesn't help anybody. What it does is help a select few people who are managing the money, and then they give a nice big kickback to whoever sent them the money. Why do you think that you got Hunter what's his name, Joe Schmo, in there talking about getting rid of the Ukrainian prosecutor who's going to go after Hunter Biden for taking bribes through Burisma. Mm-hmm. That's all this is. This is a big scheme. And now we're going to go to Israel. And in the meantime, we can't support ourselves. We can't take care of our own borders, but we want to cover everybody else's borders. What's going to happen when our borders are being a problem? And what's going to happen when we start having terrorist attacks on our soil?
Well, you look how quiet it is. Look how quiet it is.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Chris, but it's...
No, it's okay.
Look how quiet it's gotten now about Ukraine. Look how they're not talking about it at all. Look at how the official statements in the Pentagon that are coming through, and it's not, they're saying it's not true. But I've got a lot of intelligence that's saying it is true that they are not going to win this war. The best they can hope to do is extend it 3 to 7 years out until we do that. Well, why are we going to do that? Why are we going to let people continue to get grabbed while they're going out for milk?
Because this
47
is,
and 49
this is
because
years old.
It's about the money.
It's about the money. It's
and not, the power.
It's not only about the money that's going into the certain hands in the Ukraine. It's also about the money that's being borrowed out of the Treasury. And what's happening is that that's all being lent at interest out of the Treasury. Oh, wait a minute. Not the Treasury, the Central Bank. So let's not get too far afield. Let's get back to, because we can go. I mean, but I want to stick a little bit more on this January 6th thing, because this is illustrating how much lies have we been told. You know, you've got the most corrupt president in the history of the world. They've lied about everything. They've lied about Trump on every level. The media, if they didn't have the media and they didn't have all of these left-wing Marxist idiots out there, that nobody would have believed the narrative to begin with. because if you had actual reporting of the facts, people would know right away. But what they did was they kept, so, but that's starting to change because people are starting to realize, oh, gee, they lied to us about everything. What could go, you know, I don't know.
But the whole thing goes back to, you know, they allege that he did that. He's never been convicted, like you say. It's all a bunch of lies. How come that doesn't work with Biden? Except we have the evidence of stuff. And he doesn't get prosecuted for that stuff.
Well, and this is what I've actually been saying for a long time now. If you go to my Rumble channel, one of my last videos that I had done was months and months back. And it was important enough that I left it there because the fact of the matter is I don't know that we're going to have an opportunity to vote for Trump. And I don't see that we're going to have any changes because what's changed between the 2020 election and now? We have a lot more people that
more
are
corruption.
Awoke to it.
It's a legitimate fear, but people are waking up, and that's what's going to. That's the start, and it's shifting the other way.
That's true.
And so what's happening is people are no longer listening to the media or the Marxist meatheads. That's how you turn this around, and that's what's happening at the local level at every county.
I think it'd be a huge problem if they don't allow him on the ballot with the people. And I think they have to fear that, and so they're weighing that out in their head. Exactly what are they going to do with this? Because they can't take him totally off the ballot everywhere.
My question on it, when you start looking at it, is you have an organization, WEF, and a bunch of these other people, these globalists, they want to reduce the population. These wars are great. And now what's interesting is you have all these movies that are coming out about civil war. And you have all these people that are talking about civil war, and they're pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And that's what I think they're leading up to. I don't think they're assassinating him. I don't think they're going to end up taking him out. I think they're going to just either not allow him on the ballot, or they're going to make it to where it's such a big ordeal to be able to fight through all of this and another stolen election right in front of our faces because they're blatant about it now at this point.
So I want to read this because this is interesting. This is from the FBI Washington field office. Okay, so the in honor of our national gaslighting embarrassment, the third anniversary of the FBI's Fedsurrection, the FBI laughed in the faces of the general population under the control. They sent out this message: a $500,000 reward remains in effect about the information on the Capitol Hill pipe bomber. Mm-hmm. Over the past 3 years, a dedicated team of FBI agents, analysts, data science, and law enforcement partners have worked thousands of hours conducting interviews, reviewing physical and digital evidence, assessing tips from the public about who may have placed pipe bombs at the Capitol Hill. The tips we have received have helped us in advance in the investigation, and we urge anyone who may have previously hesitated to come forward, contact us. Well, I read into that. We're hiding all the evidence, and we'll go after anybody who comes forward with any other evidence. And, yes, the national kidnappers have removed their masks, and you know what we're talking about here. Once again, for those who just walked in, following the scale of the manipulation within the 2020 election, those who did the manipulation, which included the support from the FBI and the DOJ, justifying to keep their institutional agencies from being exposed, needed to do something to stop the state delegate challenge. That's what this was really all about. One successful state election challenge would have upended the entire system. Okay? They needed an emergency session for the January 6th electoral certification. That's what they got. That's why it got certified. The pipe bombs found in D.C. on January 6th were essentially the insurance policy. The FBI was supporting the need for a stoppage of the 2020 electoral certification session in Congress. If the FBI could not manipulate the crowd into entering the Capitol building, the discovery of the pipe bombs would have been used to shut down the certification session. And any effort to challenge the delegate affirmation would be null. The letter described the action by Pelosi. So this has all been documented. And that's what this was really all about, was to stop them from, so they could have an emergency session and certify the election. Because it only took a little bit of people coming forward with some evidence, and all of a sudden it's decertified. Now you got a problem, you got to examine all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this was really all about.
Well, and I have some more that I'd like to add to that, but we do have to go to a quick break. We will be coming back on the other side in right about 3 minutes. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I want to talk. I want to just hit this a little bit, and then we'll get back to talk a little bit about Epstein and but finish up the insurrection stuff. But I want to talk about this first. This is about the barrage of legislation enforcing the left's agenda on everybody. Blue states and the New York are planning to push an agenda that includes forcing
the LBDGQXYZFUKC, whatever, climate issues on citizens, whether or they agree or not, while restricting their Second Amendment rights. So California is again setting up the standard for the leftist legislation. The new law in California bans the sale of gas-powered lawnmowers, leaf blowers, chainsaws, and I think yard care equipment, but I think it's also they're going to be banning cars by like 20.
Yeah, they're trying to, yeah.
Gas-powered cars. It's like, are you kidding me? But it goes on, and I'm reading this from WorldTribune.com. And the people most affected are going to be going to be Latinos who don't have a big business. A landscaping manager in Sacramento told the Sacramento Bee that, he's another landscaping small business owner, told the Bee that big business would be the only ones to survive the new law, and noted that landscaping jobs with electric-powered equipment would take longer because the machines don't have the same potential, number one. It's kind of hard to charge.
They don't have the same power.
Yeah, they don't have the same power. They're probably more expensive. And why would you be forced anyway? It's not going to help anything with the green energy. But it is going to put some of these guys in dire straits of having to purchase all new equipment and so forth.
What absolutely will. And you go through and you look at, like, for instance, you've got the laws that are already on the books. Did you know that it's illegal for a child, let's say when I was a kid, I used to go to my neighbors, hey, I'll mow your lawn, and you pay me like $12 an hour to mow your lawn. It's first gig that I did.
Oh, yeah, now it's
– you got to have a contractor's license for that now.
I don't know if you have a contractor's license.
You have to have a contractor's license.
So I got two more here to cover real quick, and then I think we might have a caller. But the new law that also took effect on January 1st mandates a fine for major retailers who don't sell gender-neutral children's toys.
Mm-hmm.
These items would have to be clearly marked and sectioned. The store then that refuses to comply will place a $250 penalty for the first violation, $500 penalty for any subsequent offense. The law also pertains to any product designer intended by the manufacturer to facilitate sleep, relaxation, or feeding of children, or to help children with sucking or teething. I mean, who do these people think they are? I mean, you talk about, you know, out of control government, which the founders said the government governs best, governs least. We wanted to put limitations on government so they wouldn't get out of control and try to run every aspect of our life. Boy, here you are. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on. It's all about control. Also, on January 1st, I just find this one unbelievable. And I'm not anti-marijuana. Under the right conditions, under the right, I don't want you smoking stuff on the job or in the car, giving it to kids. But, I kind of think of it the same as, having a shot of bourbon in myself. But that's my opinion.
But you can't question me now.
But here's the problem. California bans employers from asking employees about their marijuana consumption outside the workplace. Well, I kind of want to know if the guy I'm hiring is a stoner. I think that should be relevant information, because it would also prevent the employer from penalizing employees if they test positive for cannabis use unless they are deemed actively high at work. Okay, so if you're testing positive for cannabis, are you actively high? I don't know. I guess it depends on the level.
I think if you go on, I don't think they can even test them for it.
Well, it penalizes them for even testing them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like, okay, so I could be high at work and you're liable for anything that I do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
I just know that the marijuana can be in the blood for like 48 hours or how much?
It's like 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, so like if the person was smoking the weekends. I was just having this conversation with one HR of one of the spots. So it's like they don't even require anymore to people to do this drug test, only for like coke, meth, and other stuff.
I think it should be the employer's right to know who's working for them.
I think they should have that right. If they want to test them, they should be able to test them.
If you want to smoke it, fine. Maybe you should get an employer that doesn't care. But I don't personally think that you should have anybody smoking marijuana, because I know what a marijuana smoker does and is and who they are.
Okay, so if I'm a cop, can I smoke pot?
Not only that, you know, what are you going to test them every day?
Well, yeah. let's be honest too, though. Like, all right, so we're seeing this slippery slope. The right. one that I'm more concerned on is illegals are now able to purchase firearms to be officers in our country.
How about the illegals getting free health care? Anybody, everybody down for that?
Yeah, and we have to pay for it.
Yeah,
I have to pay for my health care.
Well, you should.
I can't
you,
even afford my health care.
You should pay for everybody.
I know.
So,
yeah. But back to the gas-powered things before we move on. I just have to go back to the gas-powered thing. That just gets me. So you're saying we have to have electric cars. We have to have electric equipment, electric this. The structure, the infrastructure doesn't hold it now.
Well, right. Yeah, you've got rolling blackouts and brownouts, and then all
in
of
California,
a sudden, we just need to have everything electricity.
Electric? Yeah, no problem, right? There's
We're
not going to be
not
any
be
issues.
Nuclear.
Yeah, but you know all it takes? If everybody's got electric things and everything's electric, all it takes is someone to shut off the grid, and you're out,
yeah.
You're done.
And if we need any parts for that, guess where we have to get them from? We don't even manufacture them. We got to ask China to give us the parts.
China's our friend.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, just ask Joe.
Okay. There was, all right, we should probably. There was something that was made called the Capitol. It was made using AI and AI pictures and sound. But it's definitely worth listening to and watching. It's a dystopian nightmare of about 2.5 minutes. But it's basically looking more and more like what exactly we're going into.
There's another one out there, too, that everybody needs to look at. It's called The Great Taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should be looking at it. It's on Rumble. It's called The Great Taking. It's a documentary. With that, let's go to our caller. Yeah.
Good morning, Lori. Are you there, Lori?
Lori, you're on the
air.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
You
started a topic we need to be addressing. I'm going to start collecting the following information. So if you guys see me at the election committee, SCOE, Board of Supervisors, I am so fed up with the denial of our medical system, because you're already mentioning the impairment issue. And yes, it can be by prescription medication. It can be by cannabis, marijuana. God knows who's growing it. I say if you're going to need to use it, have to use it, want to use it, grow your own. Otherwise, you have no idea what the hell is going on. And my concern is these push now that they're trying to scare us again with the vaccine number 6, it looks like, depending on what country you're in. And so I'm looking at the excess deaths. They're not mentioning it in the media. We have a lack of accountability. I've got about 10 things to say, and I'll be done. Not talking about it. No daily briefings. Remember in the early days of COVID pandemic? Constantly news feed, 24/7. Now they're not feeding us with, if you will, with to be aware of, be concerned, look at the damage, the risk, the side effects, the adverse reactions. Look at what's in this crap.
I heard that only 18% of the people out there now are actually even getting vaxxed or boosted now, because the general public has kind of figured out they were being.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you got to get RSV.
Took it once. Yeah, I know. Now they're going to make up new ones, like with the JN.1, mm-hmm. and they're going to, you know, they tried the monkeypox thing. They're just pulling stuff out of the air. I swear to God. So it's too scary to admit. And I'm talking right now to the providers, you pharmacists, nurses, doctors, every one of you that's held one of these syringes in your hand and you poke someone, I am talking to you, and I'm not going to let it go. So I know we have a new health officer. I'm going to be very open, and I hope he is going to make massive changes, because the public is afraid to ask somewhat. They got tricked. They feel weak. They feel embarrassed. No one likes to have their nose rubbed in it when they made a mistake times two, times three, times four, and there's irreversible decisions were made. These doctors and medical people should be speaking up. We're lacking critical thinkers. Again, frontal lobe damage, I don't know what. Obviously, they're spraying us. They're putting it in the food and water.
Who needs clinical trials when we are they?
No, and they're finding out that they never really did them, did they?
No, they lied about everything.
No, it was a warp speed. So anyway, I'm collecting from people. I've got a list of, I don't know, maybe 20 things. But people, I mean, we're sensing the cancers, the funerals, the obituaries that say died suddenly and whatever. We have a trauma bond with the nanny state. People are just absolutely forgetting what just happened. And there's a few of us, and like those of you with these shows, it's the elephant in the room. We will keep asking, and we're going to become louder. We're not going to be very polite about it, because I'm not going to stand by and watch this constant medical murder, genocide. And I tell you what, this deceptive language has got to stop. the outbreak, the contagion. Oh, my God, I am just so sick of it. They want the new normal so that we all just have a mask in our pocket or in the car, whatever. And I'm concerned about our blood supply, plasma, and organs. So hope to God we never need to go to the hospital again. That's my point. And I'm going to be meeting with Richard with our new health officer hopefully this month. And we're going to try to find out what's going on because we must have town halls and open stuff opposite of what Karen Ramstrom did, which was next to nothing. It was all YouTube taped, pre-planned, pre-questioned. It was just a fraud, a facade, and we're going to have transparency, or we're going to have to get another new health officer if we don't get some of what I am suggesting, because this is serious. We're not going to have a functional society if half the population in a few years is autistic, on the spectrum, and God knows
not
what.
Not going to have a functional society?
I think we're, I know,
we're pretty much there.
Hold on, I have a public service announcement right now. This is brought to you by Pfizer.
You know it. Anyway, there's a good video out there, 8 minutes long, by Dr. Philip McMillan. And there's a moderator. It's about an eight-minute video. I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, it is, YouTube, 8 minutes. It was done in late November. And that's what started me to start collecting all these, this rationale of why people are just zipping their lip. They put their heads down. They don't want to have a conversation. It's like, I'll have a conversation, but if you're going to troll me and hate me and do all the stuff that they do in that crappy online local BS, then I have nothing to say to them because they're just in massive denial. And they just don't want to address the election thing, which is a part of the scamdemic. They go together. Lockdowns keep us voting for mail and the drop boxes and everything else. They don't want you there that same day. It's too hard to cheat.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to. We got a couple more minutes, and I got to hit a little on this Epstein thing, so hurry up.
Catch up to you guys later. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Thanks
a lot. Thanks, Lori.
We appreciate you.
So we've been hearing about Epstein all week, and I think the big takeaway is that they were trying to use this whole Epstein release, which we all knew about for years. It's like, oh, yeah, it was a big surprise that Oprah was on the plane, and, oh, Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton,
that
too?
That was a shocker. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that. He wasn't on the flight logs. And Rob Reiner, no. Come on, meathead. But I think they were going to try to paint Trump into this, and the releases exonerated him. That he
was never there.
Yeah, never on the island. Oh, but he hung out with Epstein. So I have a little report here. Let's play this real quick. This is a news report, and this is WHDT. I don't have a date on it, but I think it's back in, you know, it talks about Trump banning Epstein in a book from Mar-a-Lago. Here we go.
Now one best-selling crime writer is also turning heads with a new book that reveals the Mar-a-Lago owner actually kicked out South Florida financier Jeffrey Epstein. The incident allegedly took place at Mar-a-Lago back in 1999. One chapter in the book, Filthy Rich, details how Epstein was a regular at the club, but that all ended when a member's young daughter complained to her wealthy father. While relaxing at Mar-a-Lago, she had been approached and invited out to Epstein's house. The girl said that she had gone and that Epstein had tried to get her to undress. The girl's father had gone directly to Trump, who in no uncertain terms told Epstein that he was barred from Mar-a-Lago. That's all in Chapter 33 of the book. Epstein later served just 13 months in county jail after pleading guilty to procuring minors for prostitution, and the reasons are a large part of that book. Hmm.
You know, it's interesting about that, too. Do you know who let him off the hook was Ken Starr, who was the original prosecutor of Clinton?
Well, and how's about the fact that after he was originally prosecuted, he was originally convicted, you ended up having the current director of the CIA went and met with him at his private home to discuss whatever. But apparently that's not something that's of concern.
How come when they started that, they didn't call him what he was?
Mm-hmm.
You notice that? He was some, like, multimillionaire, like he's a really good guy. Really?
Yeah. Well,
I'm saying, why not call? He was convicted. He was a six.
Just don't worry about that.
Okay.
That trafficking of young underage women for sex thing, because, you know, J.P. Morgan approved it.
Well,
And this is the whole thing. You look and you see that, okay, so you had ABC in that hot mic moment where the gal was talking years ago, years before Epstein was ever on the radar, about how she had everything, how she had Prince Andrew and how she had all these people mm-hmm. over there. And then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Next thing you know, nope, we're not going to cover that as ABC. It's not a story. We got a call directly from the Ministry of whatever over there that wanted to protect the guy. It's give me a doggone break, man. Do we honestly think there's anything that they're going to do about any of this corruption at all? I mean, you look at Jimmy Kimmel, he's losing his crap.
Well, it doesn't matter but what happens is that is the powers that be know, or they're not going to do anything because the powers that be are part of it. You know, like I just got an article here in New York Post names A-listers in new Epstein documents. So we know the big surprise was Stephen Hawking. Who knew?
Right.
But attorney accuses FBI of keeping Epstein blackmail files secret.
No.
Why is it that we always seem to have that three-letter word, FBI?
Is the main one, yeah, up at the top. Yeah, but it's usually always FBI to start with.
Isn't that interesting?
You know?
So
all these scandals right around them.
They haven't released them all. There's more coming out. But no surprise. But, you know, again, Stephen Hawking. Wow. Weird. Michael Jackson, who knew?
No.
So I'm watching these reports come out, and they go, yeah, there was people named. It was like David Copperfield and Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute. But they don't expand on the story. It was Donald Trump and David Copperfield and Stephen. Wait a minute, mm-hmm. Donald Trump never went to the island.
Right.
It's the see how they lie though. They don't tell the story.
He was exonerated.
So the real list is Bill Clinton and all these other people.
Well, now they got Hillary all over the thing
think?
Too. Yeah, and then you got Al Gore. He's involved.
There's a lot
Dracula.
Involved in that.
Who knew?
Dershowitz.
You know? Well, now he might have an excuse for not being on the island because he was his lawyer and he did ride with him. And then they said there was some kind of a mix-up on identity. I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not convicting these guys. I'm just bringing it out to show that you know, the guys that we know have been doing this, nothing. And, of course, Epstein killed himself.
One, why is it only some names? Why is it only some names? Why is it only some files? If you're going to release it, release it. Release all of it.
Well, I think that's kind of what's starting to happen, and it's got these guys freaking out, if nothing else, for their reputations. We'll see.
We'll see. I think right now, the moment that I heard they're going to be piecemeal releasing this out, I started thinking to myself, what in the world is going on that they want a story this big to where everybody's talking about it, but nothing really new at all? Because, I mean, like, for instance, this whole quote about Clinton, he likes them young, okay? We knew that. We knew that 3 years ago. Seems what everybody seems to be running on.
I just thought he liked
many years ago.
I just thought he liked cigars.
Don't you remember, how old was she?
Like some moist.
Oh, boy.
Way back in the day, she was, you know, with the 16-year-old that Hillary got him off.
There was a humidor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a little off the cuff.
I don't know. But we are in uncharted territory. Things are so weird at this point. You know, you've just got so many things going on that aren't being reported, and then, you know, and you got to take everything with a grain of salt. So the hardest thing to find is the truth. But I don't know. I mean, it's just interesting. So any last thoughts?
I just looked at this headline. Professor Jonathan Turley, the Biden administration is the most anti-free speech administration since the administration of John Adams.
That's not surprising.
Said the Democrat from Cornell.
Yeah, I mean, my God, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I did have one. It actually kind of gets back to what Lori was talking about. So a couple of days ago, Florida State Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo is calling for doctors to stop recommending the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, citing alleged health risks promoted by anti-vaccine activists and federal health officials have already refuted as implausible and misleading. In a bulletin posted Wednesday on the Florida Department of Health website, Latipo raised concerns about nucleic acid contaminants found in the approved Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. He claimed that this could deliver contaminant DNA into human cells and also raise concerns about cancer risks. Now, what's interesting about this is they actually go through and really kind of hit it on the head. You know, well, we need testing to be able to see if it's a cancer risk.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, in the meantime, you're just a big lab experiment.
I got to hit this real quick because it kind of, so Joe Biden, he says that he went to the funerals of the police officers who were killed on January 6th. Except there
really?
Were none.
Who?
Evidently in a speech.
Who?
It's like Joe Biden said.
He'd be lying a lot.
Joe Mama be Biden. Said he went to the funerals of the police officers who were killed on January 1st, except, and this is what his, I'm
January
quoting. 6th. I'm quoting. Over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended funerals of police officers. So it had to be more than one if it's a plural, who died as a result of the event of that day because of the Donald Trump lies. I mean, how much more do you need? The only ones that died that day were the ones that were killed by the police, Rosanna Boylan, Benjamin Phillips, Ashley Babbitt, and Kevin Greeson. That's it. And those were all the Trumpers. So the only ones that got killed were the people that were protesting.
Well, mind you, too, the officer that shot Ashley Babbitt, he didn't know who he was shooting. The glass broke, and she wasn't the one that broke the glass. He shot blindly into a crowd and murdered Ashley Babbitt.
Let's. I think we got it on tape here. Yeah. Let's see if it comes up. Here's Joe saying he's attended to all the funerals.
Liar.
It's spooling.
We're just about there.
But
we're gonna have to go out.
Anyway.
So. It's the end of the show, guys.
All right. Well, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and we'll see you all next week.
Yep, next week.
All gun control is racist. See you all next week.
Just a simple man working on the land. Oh, it ain't easy. I am just a simple man.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.